inside the Elder's palace.
Repeat, stand down.
Darima Kadari paced back and forth. The emergency session of the Elder Governors was in chaos. They were shouting at one another. And finally, Darima, the Chancellor, abandoned any effort at civility to his fellow elders.
Silence!
He bellowed, shaking his staff of office at them.
I cannot hear myself think.
The moment they had been notified of the blasphemy, they had of course contacted their defenses in Trima, and they were on their way, such as they were. There were approximately 5 ships of any size that were in sufficiently good flying order that they would be of any use at all. The governors could hire mercenaries among those visiting Trima, of course, but that took time, and the fountain was being violated now. The huts had not left them much with which to defend themselves, assuring the Klaatuinians that if the need arose, the huts would, per the treaty, come to protect them. Where were they now? An urgent signal had been sent with the plea that would surely grab the attention of their masters. The fountain is being violated. Come at once. All would now be thrown into chaos. Anger and rage tore at his heart. This precious, exquisite thing, this symbol of beauty and strength and timelessness, blood was being spilt on it. Strangers who had no love or understanding of it had come and simply taken what they wanted. How dare they?
How did we not foresee this?
He cried, clenching his fists as he beheld the sacrilege.
We never dreamed anyone would harm it,
said the frail elderly female Mashu Tek Barik. Tears stood in her eyes.
It is forbidden to no one. We ask no payment to see it, even to touch it. We could not conceive of this.
She waved a bony hand in the direction of the fountain.
Where are the ships?
Demanded someone else.
Where are the ships to defend the fountain?
It is too late,
said Mashu softly.
It is done. It is done.
And suddenly, the realization broke over Darima with an intensity so strong, he broke out in a sweat and had to grasp the back of his chair. She was right. It was done.
The huts will come,
came another voice. Blood was thundering in Darima's ears, so he could not even tell who was speaking.
They will destroy these blasphemers. They will exact revenge for what they have done. They will pay. They will pay.
Others murmured hopeful agreement, but Darima glanced over at Mashu. She was rocking back and forth slightly, staring at the light freighter that now opened to let the skiff return. Return with the blasphemers, with the Wintrium they had stolen. And he thought that Mashu was right.